You're listening to a WYXR archive, and it's Pledge Drive Week. If you're enjoying this show, please donate today to keep community radio alive in Memphis and this archive going strong. Support right now at WYXR.org.
WYXR.org and donate. Maybe think about becoming a regular donor.
Yes.
Please. We run off of generous donations like yours, especially since our federal funding was cut due to the big, beautiful bill. So please, we are at 12% of our goal. Let's try and get that to 100%.
Inch by inch, brick by brick, song by song, voice by voice, hand in hand.
Hand in hand, every penny counts.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys. So, playing changes, DJ Shmuel, we got an hour of Memphis jazz coming up. First off, to start the hour, we got Lou Donaldson, Lou Takes Off, with Sputnik off of Lou Takes Off, which has Jamil Nasser, formerly known as George Joyner,
Memphis's
on
own.
Bass, Memphis's own, so tune in.
Thank you. That I once was blind, but now I see. Well, you know I once was blind, but I'm so glad I see that that old love has made a fool of me. Well, you know what a big fool I have been. Let me say what a big fool been. Let me say what a big fool that I have been. But I'd be one all over again. Well, you know, if I can, like a morning dove. Well, if I can, like a morning dove. For everyone in love, that's why I say love. Whoa, 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 love, kettle is love. Whoa, I say love.
Hey y'all, that was Careless Love by Ray Charles. Arranger is Memphian Gerald Wilson. You're listening to Playing Changes, DJ Shmuel, Pledge Drive Week. Jesse, tell me, what does WYXR mean to you?
What does it mean to me? This is the best local station I've ever lived around. It makes me actually want to put on the radio, which is hard for me because ever since iPods were invented, I can choose my own adventure. But this radio station has pulled me back into the idea of just letting it happen and let other people choose your adventure for you.
Absolutely.
What really happened was I used to listen to this station sporadically, and then one night I got done with a show at the Lamp super late, and I was driving back home, and my friend was driving back home, and we heard Audio Quest Log at 11 p.m. on Sunday, and we both grew up playing a lot of video games and being into cheesy stuff, and I shouldn't call it cheesy, beautiful things, and we both were texting each other like, what is this? Turn on the radio. Turn on this station. And so I guess I hopped in not too long after that. So, and conveniently got slotted right before that show, so I get to hear it kicking off every week.
Absolutely.
And then I guess I realized I have a bunch of friends that also do shows, and I want to know what my friends are up to. And you don't really have to ask. You can just turn it on, and they're on already.
Absolutely. WYXR is the best. We love it. Community-supported radio is the best. Go to WYXR.org/donate. We're at 12% of our goal. Every penny counts. So please go and donate and think about becoming a regular donor. Every penny counts. Thank you. Next up, we have Fish Out of Water by Charles Lloyd off of his ECM release Quartets.
Thank you.
you're listening to Maiden Voyage by Herbie Hancock.
Meet in the middle. There you go. Okay, all right, that's nice.
Which has George Coleman on sax, goated Memphis sax player, doing a full hour of Memphis jazz. Just had Charles Lloyd, the legend. Next up, we have Eric Dolphy with Booker Little, another one. We're going to get into some Brad Allen Williams, great Memphis guitar player, some more Charles Lloyd, because I love him. And then ending the hour off with, the all-time great Phineas Newborn Jr., have to, necessary for your Memphis jazz collection.
I didn't know about Booker Little until my friend Jason Rawlings, who I work with, told me about him. So there's another Memphis connection. Somebody I work with in Memphis told me about a jazz person from Memphis.
Absolutely. Gotta give a quick shout out to my father, David Kaplan, for making a donation. We appreciate all the donations we're receiving. Keep them coming. 12% to our goal.
Thank you, David.
We had a great pledge drive in the spring. I think we hit a record of some kind. So how about we up that? How about we do even more? How about we double our goal?
Quadruple
our goal.
Septuple.
If you love community radio, go on wyxr.org/donate. And donate, become a regular donor, give us money. We need it.
Two satellite dishes. Three even. Donate your satellite dishes.
Donate.
We know they're in, I have one growing off of a tree in my backyard. The tree has claimed it. Send us your satellite dishes. But money first and foremost, because we might need to get a newer one.
Yes.
That would be a little more helpful.
Money.
A satellite dish of your choice. And we can write your name on it.
Well, 12% of our goal, we're going to get there. Make it 13.
Lucky 13.
Make it 100. Every penny counts.
113.
Thank you all for listening. We're still on Maiden Voyage. Keep it locked, as they say. You're listening to Euclid and Lamar, great cross-section on Lamar, by Brad Allen Williams on guitar, Pat Bianchi on organ, and Tyshawn Sori on drums. Please donate to WYXR.org/donate. We are in the thick of it in our pledge drive. You know, we run off of generous donors like you. And community radio is so important for the community. This is a community building organization. This is everything. You know, every hour there's something different for you. So if you're looking for jazz, if you're looking for electronic, whatever you need, we got it. Like Jesse said earlier, it's, you know, the first time in forever that I feel like I can just turn on the radio and I know something will be good.
It's true.
You know,
you can't see it right now, but Sam actually is wearing that suit with all the money symbols on it, like the guy in the commercial on the night in the 90s, or the money guy. You can't see it, but he is wearing it. And that should be reason enough to donate to him, because he is in the studio at this community station right now wearing that suit.
We're dedicated. It's insane. To it. It's insane.
It's definitely happening in real life.
It is definitely happening in real life. We're at 12% of our goal. Please donate. Every penny counts. Think about becoming a regular donor, you know. Skip your rent.
You should, honestly.
Honestly,
don't. Rent's overrated.
Rent is overrated. Donate to WYXR.org.
You know. Don't need to pay rent to be able to afford a small FM radio.
Exactly.
And some double A's every now and then.
Absolutely. So that was Euclid and Lamar. Brad Allen Williams, great Memphis jazz guitar player. Coming up right now, we got Charles Lloyd Forest Flower, which is his live record at Monterey Pop Festival. We got Sunrise.
Why is it important that we're keeping the Memphis jazz tradition alive?
Oh, we gotta let them know. So many people know about Memphis blues, Memphis R&B, you know, rock and roll from Memphis, but people don't give enough credit to the Memphis jazz community. And I think that just goes from all of the great talent and great musicians we have here. So,
is there any other station in Memphis that plays this
happening? No other station in Memphis.
You know what I just thought about? I was piecing puzzle pieces around in my brain together. The Beach Boys were supposed to play Monterey Pop Festival, and I think Brian Wilson was like on the board of people who were putting it together, and that's right when he was like not starting to do well, like Smile wasn't happening for him after Pet Sounds, and so he like stopped working on the board, and their sound system was there, but they pulled out of the festival or whatever. They thought everybody was going to laugh at them. They were going out of style or whatever. And Charles Lloyd played Monterey Pop Festival, which most people probably don't know or talk about because of all the other stuff that happened there.
Yeah.
Hendrix, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And then later in the 70s, Charles Lloyd plays with the Beach Boys in like the early 70s.
Yeah.
He's part of that really good touring lineup that probably played the Coliseum a few times at least.
Yes.
And they are all on, what is that album of his from 72? It's his face dissolving into the sunset, and it's got all the Beach Boys guys listed.
Oh, wow.
He played with them for a while.
Yeah, he did play with them for a while. I forgot that album, but
yeah.
Yes.
Memphis. It all comes back here.
It does.
Whether you like it or not.
You should go to WYXR.org to give. We're at 12%. You know, every penny counts. Trying to get 200% of our goal. 300. Let's double.
400.
Make a pledge at WYXR.org, or you can call 901-460-3031. Thank you to all your generous support. Y'all are important to us. We love you.
Thanks.
Charles Lloyd, Forest Flower, Sunrise.
Thank you.
That was, let me pull it down a little bit. That was Tintin Deo off of Phineas Rainbow, Phineas Newborn Jr., you know, the all-time, when people think about Memphis Jazz, they think about Phineas Newborn Jr. And, might I mention, that a couple months ago, we had Phineas Rainbow on Studio Sessions. Who is doing
Stereo
that?
Sessions. Stereo Sessions. Yeah, at the Listening
Stereo
Lab.
Stereo Sessions.
Listening at lab the Listening Lab. Here at the Concourse.
At the Concourse. Who else is doing that? I think every month there's another Stereo Sessions focusing on another Memphis legendary.
I went to the Ovi Wright one, and I sat right behind Charles Hodges, and it felt crazy to sit behind him, even just like waiting for something to happen.
Absolutely.
I'm not from Memphis, so that kind of stuff really wigs me out in a great way.
Absolutely. I went to the Blackout one and got to talk to him for a while. That was awesome. It's cool to, like, you know, Memphis is such a great place because a lot of these people are like legends to me. I've looked up to so many of these people for so long.
They're still here. A lot of them are still here.
A lot of them are still here.
You got to find them. You got to talk to them. You got to document everything.
Exactly. Just like one example of this is Raised by Soundfest coming up. WYXR Raised by Soundfest, one of the greatest events in Memphis history. Larry Heard is doing an after show, and he's, you know, he's from Chicago, Chicago house legend, but he lives in Memphis now, and it's just, it's crazy to have him as a part of our community. And
yeah,
he is also a DJ on WYXR. So if you like what you hear, please donate, WYXR.org. Every donation counts. Every penny counts. We are, you know, especially federal funding was just rescinded from public media in the U.S. And so we rely on our generous donors like you. It's, you know, it's how we keep the lights on. It's how we keep all this beautiful music flowing into your car.
Keep the satellite dish moving.
Keep the satellite dish
moving. If it moves. I don't know if it moves or not. If it sort of slowly circles or if it's stationary, but you gotta have one to make the radio work.
Absolutely.
You have to.
You have to. And so we count on y'all for that. We're at 12%. Yeah, we're at 12%.